You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Looks like there is a birth control gel for men that does lower sperm count. I know. All they have to do is put on a little gel. Boy, they're making it easy. You see, guys didn't really want the pill. Many men don't want the vasectomy, so they had to come up with like a toothpaste. Well, it's not a toothpaste. It's a gel. Or a gel. No, that's a different type of gel. Anyway, we're making it easy for the guys. We know we have to make it easy for the guys, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how it looks like cholesterol medication, like the statins, probably do better on men than women. And I have noticed that with my men, it's incredible what those statins do. So we'll talk about that. And then also, I really want to know what is going on with this UFO at the bottom of the Baltic Sea. Now they're saying when divers get within 200 meters of it, electrical equipment gets shut off. Is there really a UFO? Does anybody know what the heck is going on with that? 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877 DOCDALI. And it looks like 2 cups of coffee a day can keep the heart failure away. So we'll talk about that. A lot of interesting stuff. And of course, many of you have been weighing in on the immigration and the Supreme Court pending health care decision. So we'll go to some of your calls on that. So as you can see, very busy day. Very busy day. 1-877 Doc Dahlia. 1-877 DOCDALI. Also, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and you can follow us on Facebook as well. We got a Droid app. Don't forget to download the Droid app. All right. Armand writes, Dr. Dahlia, what is going to happen to Dottie Sandusky, Sandusky's wife? She should be tried. How could she not know what was going on all this time? She had to know. Yeah, you kind of wonder. All these years, I guess Matt Sandusky was interviewed by the police, and he was giving his account, and it was all over the news on what he said. It doesn't sound like there was any penetration issues, but there was definitely touching and assault, from what we understand. I don't know what the wife was doing. But I have to tell you, she really could be innocent in all this, because keep in mind, when you have somebody like Jerry Sandusky, who's tall, right, very tall, bigger than her, obviously well-versed in abuse and knowing how to intimidate his victims, I'm sure she found him very intimidating. So maybe the first time she asked, where were you? You know, and why are you taking 5 showers a day? And what's this Tickle Monster t-shirt you're wearing? Probably the very first time she asked, he probably jumped down her throat. You know, a lot of people who cheat on their spouse, man, woman, whatever, they will, when confronted, get very defensive, raise their voice, be very angry, and snap at them. Why are you asking me where I am? What is this? How dare you? I can't go to, you know, my office at Penn State and read a book. Quit asking me questions like that. You don't trust me? I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll never bring it up again. And they don't. They don't bring it up again. And that's how abusers keep their spouse at bay. Or sometimes people who cheat. They intimidate you to the point that you don't want to bring it up because it's not worth the hassle. And then mentally, let's say she did know what was possibly going on. Let's say she did. You've heard of suppression, repression, where she might have been so... why am I even thinking down this route? Why am I going down this route? It couldn't happen. No, no, no. And so many people will alter the reality in their mind such that they make the situation look, be digestible. So, I would love to know what the heck was going on, but she may never admit it because she could go to jail for a very long time. If she knew what was going on, she'd go to jail. So she's going to say, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what was going on. That she would rather prefer the world looking at her as someone being ignorant and unaware, as opposed to somebody who knew what was going on and was afraid to say something. But, you're right. You know, how could this have gone on for years? My guess is she must have suspected something somewhere. Not so much with the child as much as with, maybe some, infidelities. And Sandusky just looks like a very overbearing, domineering, intimidating man. And he probably shut her up pretty quickly when she even questioned where he was going or what he was doing. Leave me alone. The boys and I have a relationship. Leave me alone. All right. I'll back off. And that's what happens. And it's a shame. You know, people always ask when, let's say, a father has, you know, beat up his child for years, where was the mother? Well, when the mom steps in sometimes, sometimes she's too fearful. She's too afraid to get involved, which is sick, absolutely. I mean, in my family, it was different. My mom would be going off, yelling at us, screaming at us, and my father would go, what's going on? And then she'll start yelling at him, and he would just back off. So my father would never really, quote-unquote, save us when my mom was ripping us a new one, you know, because then he was going to be in the line of fire. And it happens a lot. It's this intimidating factor, and it works. It works. I see couples do that all the time. Don't question me. So, it's a shame. It's a shame because she probably could have done something too. And as far as I'm concerned, I think she did know what was going on. I mean, she would have to be really stupid to not. And I think she just didn't have the guts or the cojones. And, I'm not a huge fan of her. That's all I can say. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, what's this? Oh, it's a break. It's music to a commercial break. That's what it is. All right, so don't go away. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 86-2237.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ron writes, Doctor, with SB 1070, how many illegal immigrants are we actually talking about? I can't find any numbers. I mean, Reuters was saying in the last couple days that in Arizona, you have about 6.5 million people. They say 2 million are Hispanic, so a third. Most of the 2 million, they say, are legal. From what I understand, back in January 2011, there was a number of 360,000 unauthorized immigrants in Arizona. So 360,000, we are talking about a lot of people. All right. And many of us have been, anticipating some sort of a fallout after the Supreme Court had gutted most of SB 1070, but did allow officers to be able to do checks and ask immigration status, which, like I had said earlier this week, I wasn't too surprised because we thought that, local authorities did have the right to ask about immigration status. It's just they don't really have much meat or teeth to this, because what do they get to do? Once they do find, let's say, a family of illegals, the feds have to, ICE has to take over. And so if the feds say, no, let them go, then whatever work the local authorities are doing ends up being for nothing. But, I mean, we are talking about a pretty huge number. I don't have the numbers for Texas, Florida. Any, you know, unfortunately, I don't. It's still a pretty significant number. Let's go to the phone lines. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, Dr. Nally, you're talking about the immigration law that was part of it was struck down, part of it was kept. Basically, bottom line is all they're going to do. There's two like to do, and I tell them when you get 200 of them, we'll come get them until then, let them loose. So that's exactly what they do. We can call ICE here in Indiana. They say, unless you got 200 of them, don't call us. So that's exactly what they'll do down there, too.
So, boys, you got to wait till you have 200. Wow. Okay. Wow. So, you know, unfortunately, it doesn't appear that the Washington administration is really concerned with illegal immigration. People have been very critical of Mitt Romney during all this, saying, where is he? Why isn't he weighing in? I think what the Republicans are doing right now is just, you know, watching the Obama administration shoot themselves in the foot. Now, even though this Supreme Court ruling was more of a win for Washington as opposed to for Arizona, remember, President Obama a week or two ago decided to stop deportation of illegal immigrants and give them work visas. So we really don't have an administration working with our border states at this point. We have an administration worried about the next election, which is why, you know, a lot of us dread the election year. I know many of us are looking forward to it because hopefully there'll be a change in November. But as far as I'm concerned, I dread it because you see nothing get accomplished and everybody is trying to save their own skin. And this is pretty frustrating. It's extremely frustrating. I don't know what I would do if I were, you know, law enforcement in Arizona. I mean, they, you know, what are they supposed to do? And why don't the feds have their back? You know, and that's what we're seeing. You know, the feds do not have Arizona's back. And that is not the picture we want to send, and that is not what the this is not the idea that we want to send or perpetuate to the world, that we have 50 states plus Puerto Rico, and we have the government and the states at odds. You mess with Arizona, you mess with all of us. You mess with Texas, you mess with Indiana. We're there. We've got your back. And that is not what we're demonstrating right now. And it's a shame. Also, it looks like Arizona could be a weak point, a very weak entry point. And it's frustrating because, these guys and God bless our local law enforcement. God bless all our first responders for doing what they need to do. But it's just, I think morale has really, really dropped. I know people are concerned this is going to lead to racial profiling. Look, you know, our country is in crisis right now, huge crisis. We do have a pretty severe illegal immigration problem. I know a few months ago they tried to say, oh, no, we're at a standstill. Illegal immigration has stopped. Really? Really? We're at a standstill? Really? That's not from what we're getting. And I think we really do. I mean, if Arizona's trying to get our attention and tell us, look, this is what we're going on, what's happening, you know, and Jan Brewer has promised that, you know, whatever she instructs local law enforcement to do, it will be within the confines of the Constitution. But I don't know what the answer is. You know, if we don't have enough Border Patrol agents, or they're getting shot because of the Fast and Furious guns, which is a whole other topic that I won't even get to, this is a state, Arizona does not have the feds back. All right. And it looks like the Supreme Court did castrate some of their authority, which we expected. I didn't see the Supreme Court allow the state to kind of handle, immigration, on a federal, you know, which the feds want to control. I really didn't see that happening, anyway. But I mean, they're just trying to secure the borders. Where's Napolitano? Where is our support from the federal government? And the reason why this is so important to me is, let's now transfer this to, Obamacare. Of course. Everything ends up circling back to healthcare. Right? Because it's important. All right. Remember, the states need the government's back. Why? Because if Medicaid gets expanded, I mean, it's very easy for the government to say, all right, go ahead, expand Medicaid. All right. But who's got the states back financially? Well, if you cut off funding to Planned Parenthood like in Texas, we're going to cut off funding to you. All right. We don't have the states. We don't have the federal government's support. We don't. We don't. Yes, it was nice Florida declared a state of emergency with the tropical storm. Yes, that's nice. Yes, the government does step in, you know, weather-related stuff, and that's nice, and we need that. But are they really going to step in and help our states as they go bankrupt trying to meet the health care needs? Are they? Are they helping the states with immigration? No. And I think it's very frustrating, and I'm really kind of embarrassed. You know, I mean, you know, now everything that happens here gets plastered all over the news. People in India, China, Middle East, they get to see this. They get to see that, you know, Washington just, it looks like Jan Brewer, Governor Jan Brewer is a thorn in their side. And it shouldn't be. I mean, you know, people should be, they should be going the opposite in terms of helping. I mean, because again, Arizona is part of America, obviously, and their hopes to control the border helps America. And they're on their own. They're on their own. And not only are they on their own, but they're going to be in constant clashes with INS and ICE. And it doesn't make any sense to me. Not at all. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, well, this might make a little bit of sense. We got a birth control gel for men. And researchers are really excited about this gel. They said it sharply lowered sperm counts. Reporters, don't use the word sharp when you talk about men and sperm. They don't like that. It was a man who wrote the article. No sharp near sperm. The gel contains testosterone and the synthetic progesterone nesterone. And they believe it's going to be the first effective chemical birth control agent for males. The testosterone turns off the production of reproductive hormones, controlling the production of sperm, and then the progesterone amplifies the effects of the testosterone. Now, the two have been used together in the past for implants or shots. Progestin, for many of us women that had to take progesterone or Depo-Provera, we got acne. Sometimes we gained weight. Sometimes our cholesterol went high. But they say this nesterone, the new synthetic progesterone, doesn't have those side effects. So hopefully men will not notice the acne. Now, testosterone and steroids could cause acne. I always can tell when any of my kids, not kids, but any of the young, my young male patients, are using steroids because they have horrible acne on their back. So the team was led by Christine Wang. Again, boy, look at the puns. Dr. Christine Wang of the UCLA Biomedical Research Institute enrolled 99 men in the study. A third of them receiving the gel contained testosterone and a placebo, which they applied daily for 6 months. The rest received the gel containing testosterone and one of two concentrations of the nesterone progesterone. 56 men completed at least 20 weeks of the study, whereas some of the men said, to heck with this, I'm not putting anything on there. Wang reported at a Houston meeting, this is going to be hard to read through, that 89% of the men actually achieved sperm concentration less than 1 million sperm per milliliter. That causes low pregnancy rates, which means it works. Low sperm. Thank you, Dr. Wang. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps, without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Of course, you could follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook. Android users, we have a Droid app. Please download our free app and rate it. Would love to get your feedback. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello, Doctor. I have a question about Medicare. Okay, on this new Obamacare thing, they only pay like 56 or 58% of the going rate to the doctor for the medical bills. Well, I got medical insurance of my own, and wouldn't the doctors have to go up on the price of my insurance in order to compensate for the Obamacare? And that's kind of scary because that's going to shut private insurance companies down, I think. I just like to hear your idea on this.
About the rate, you know, and it's interesting, and you know, thank you for calling. And one of my issues, which I continually bring up, is it's not what Medicare pays us doctors. Honestly, if you because all the insurance pays us like crap. So I don't want you to think, or anybody thinking, you know, that the Dr. Dahlia show is so anti, you know, what's going on with the Affordable Health Care Act because of my own pocket. As, you know, for those of you that listen to the show, I'm more worried about Kathleen Sebelius and her panels giving us guidelines on how to prescribe and, you know, how to perform medicine. That's my issue. You know, losing my autonomy. But you have a point. Doctors, if they raise their rates to try to cover what they're not getting paid, it does hurt your cash patients. Absolutely. But what Medicare patients are starting to see, and it's unfortunate because I'm seeing this with my prior Medicare patients, because we unfortunately don't take Medicare anymore, is they can't find a doctor who wants to take Medicare. So they offer to pay cash. They say, look, you know, fine, forget I have Medicare. Let me just see you and pay cash because I don't want to wait 3 months to see a doctor. I'll see you now. And we're not allowed to see a person with Medicaid or Medicare for cash, from what I understand. I don't think the government wants us to. And I think actually they'll really come after us if we do. So you're having people, I'm having even callers telling me, listeners telling me, Dr. Dahlia, I offer cash to my doctor and they won't take it. They won't see me. They don't want anything to do with me. This Medicare is like, you know, the scarlet letter where she had the A on her shirt, right, for adulterer. It's almost like, you know, the gist I'm getting from many of my listeners is once they have Medicare or Medicaid, nobody wants to touch them. And it's not the money. Because remember, we get paid like crap all across the board. If somebody said, Dr. Dahlia, I want to get an insurance company that pays doctors well, so they'll take me, I really can't tell you at the top of my head which one does, because they all stink. Yeah, they all do. They all discount. In fact, somebody could argue Medicare actually pays a little better than some of these other insurance companies, if they pay and not try to find fault with the claim and throw the claim out, which many times they do. So for those people that average 2 out of 5 claims getting paid by Medicare, the 2 they get paid sometimes is pretty good. So it's not the money. It's, I don't believe doctors, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what I was taught very early on. You cannot charge a Medicaid patient, and you cannot charge a Medicare patient. Unless, of course, you have all the documentation from the state, et cetera. And so most doctors are like, I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want the government in my practice. I don't want the audit. Go somewhere else. And you see the recurring theme, everybody. You see the recurring theme. The patients are suffering. You know, don't fixate. And God bless you guys for doing it, for worrying about what the doctors get paid and stuff. And I understand why some of you are, you know, you're concerned. And I really appreciate you being concerned with our plight. But it's more than that. I mean, worry about yourselves. Honestly, this is what's happening with our healthcare system is extremely scary. But what's even scarier is the government doesn't really have the doctors' backs either. Do you want to know why I don't take Medicare anymore? They decided to randomly ask for a high school diploma. My high school diploma. Not my birth certificate. I'm an American citizen. They wanted high school diploma. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I went to high school. I went to 4 different high schools. My parents moved a lot, but I graduated. Then I went to UNLV. Then I went to medical school. Then I did a residency. I mean, I've been in school 12 plus 4 plus 4 plus 3. So what, 23 years of schooling, and you want my high school diploma? Yes, if you don't submit your high school diploma, you cannot see Medicare patients. Well, meanwhile, I've been dealing with them with non-payment. For some reason, there was a glitch where they didn't pay us for months, and they told the patients, they sent EOBs to the patients saying we were paid, but we still didn't get paid. And as far as I was concerned, I'm like, forget it then. That's fine. I didn't drop Medicare because I was worried about what they were paying us on visits and their lack of payments on pap smears and preventative things. It was, they want me to go and fish out my high school diploma. After my house had a fire, and after my dad died, and my mom moved out of the house, and she took only what she needed. I mean, I don't know where my high school diploma is, and honestly, I don't care. You know, I mean, I'm not getting paid by Medicare anyway, and it just I care about my patients. And luckily, we found the Medicare providers that are very close to us. We could fax records. We could still somehow be involved. They're keeping in touch with me. But what's this game Medicare is playing with high school diplomas now? I mean, you know, there's many people that actually go out of the country for medical school training. And they don't find that an issue, and it shouldn't be. You know, submit your documentation that you passed, you get your licensing, et cetera. So, I mean, I have a medical license. I have all the credentials you need, and then some. I've kept my board certification up. But they decide, let's glean doctors out of the system by asking for a high school diploma. What are your 67-year-old doctors whose high school is long gone, where there was no computer system, supposed to do? Is this their way of getting rid of doctors? I predicted this years ago, people. I said the government wants doctors to quit. They want doctors to quit. Doctors are expensive. Doctors are cocky. You can't give doctors guidelines. You can't tell a doctor to stop running a PSA without them barking back. Right? I honestly expect in the next couple administrations, a Democratic president, and it will happen. The Democrats will probably bring in Hillary Clinton, 2016 or 2020. Expect it. And they're going to bring back the public option. And they'll be able to do it because there won't be enough doctors taking Medicaid and Medicare. We're going to have a population where the majority is going to be dependent on government health care. And with no doctors to administer the health care, they're going to hire mid-levels, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, who are very good, by the way. I have two physician assistants. I love them. They do sometimes better medicine than doctors I know. I mean, very good. But they're less expensive. They're less expensive to insure malpractice-wise. And they were trained to take the quote-unquote doctor's guidelines, which means they'll be more amenable to government guidelines. Expected people, this whole public option thing. Some of you may say, well, doc, that's a good idea. Fine. At least this will ensure health care. If you can wait the weeks or the months to get in, absolutely. And remember, they're going to have to go by the guidelines. They're going to have to adhere to the guidelines. So if you want your PSA testing and the U.S. Task Force says, no, not getting it. Look, it's... they're weeding us doctors out. Doctors are the bad guy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control: your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. And by the way, thank you for your emails. I see them coming in at drdahlia.com. Alright, Dr. Dahlia, isn't the public option already occurring? I never see a doctor. I only see a nurse practitioner. Well, no, because that's not really what the public option is. That's not the fear. I don't have a fear of you seeing a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant. I like nurse practitioners and physician assistants. I mean, they do a very good job. True, they may not have all the training that we've had, but I've seen some doctors completely miss ailments that the physician assistant picked up. You know, I mean, it's really individualized on the experience. I mean, you have a physician assistant that's 50 some years old that has been doing this for 20 some years. and has seen a lot of patients and a lot of things. You could get extremely good care by a nurse practitioner and physician assistant. Absolutely. The fear with the public option is the government is controlling the medical care and what care is being given. You know, it was interesting. One of my patients today comes in saying, Dahlia, I had to take a medication that gave me horrible gas. Why did you give that to me? Now, I didn't give her medication that gave her gas. Trust me, I'm really anti-gas, having a lot of it myself. No. But what had happened, and remember we discussed this a few days ago, the insurance company decided to not cover any of the cholesterol medications that had worked for her or the class, and we had to go to a fenofibrate that I haven't really prescribed since medical school days. And that's what the insurance decided to cover. And she doesn't tolerate that medicine. The other medicine worked. And what, is she going to have to pay cash? And I guess the cash price was about $120 a month. And I told her, I am so sorry. I didn't want you to be. But you see how it looks like the doctor's fault? You know, doctor, you gave me the medicine. I didn't want to give you the medicine. But you gave me a medicine that didn't work. Doctor, you gave me a medicine, let's say hypothetically, that did not handle the skin infection, so I got flesh-eating bacteria. No, I didn't give it to you. Your insurance wouldn't allow me to prescribe something else. But when it looks like the doctor's fault and the government doesn't protect you for having to go that route, you get sued. I told you, one of my colleagues wanted to give Augmentin to a lady who was bit in the face by a dog. The patient did not want the Augmentin. She had been prescribed it before. It was too costly, so he wrote a cheaper medication for her. The medication didn't work. The infection worsened. She ended up having to have some surgery on her face, and she wanted to sue my colleague because he didn't give her the Augmentin. Well, you know, he didn't document that she refused it and asked for a cheaper medication. But it didn't go anywhere because I forget what were the logistics that happened. But maybe she couldn't find an attorney who would take the case, etc. And again, I mean, he would swear under court of law that he wanted to do Augmentin and she said no. Maybe the nurse was a witness. I have to remember this was years ago. Now Augmentin is generic. But back then when it wasn't, it was pretty expensive. But you see, it's the doctor's fault no matter what. So why do you think many doctors fear a quote-unquote public option? Because we would have to administer medicine with guidelines given by the government, and they're not being protection. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're blowing this out of proportion. You'd be protected in a court of law because you could say these are the guidelines. No, no. No, you won't be protected. You won't be protected because already the guidelines that are out now from the U.S. Task Force, etc., don't protect us, don't do nothing, nothing in the courts. All it takes is a good attorney saying the patient was worsening, this patient was having urinary issues, and you didn't check a PSA, you were too lazy to check a PSA? No, but honestly, the task force says don't run the PSA, but you're supposed to use judgment. You're the doctor. Jury, this doctor is trained. The U.S. task force isn't, and this doctor decides to lazily follow the attorney, and I don't want to sit here and pretend to be a prosecuting attorney because they're a lot more eloquent than I could be, can make any case, and the government will not protect you. They don't feel tort reform and any protection against liability is worthy enough for their Obamacare bill. Now, I mean, I want people getting health care. I do. I would love for everybody to get health care. But the way they want to do it is disgusting. It's insulting. It's socialized. And this isn't what we want. All right. You know, when people want health care, all right, they want to get their ailments treated and quickly. I know that. I worked in the ER. All right, they wanted to get in that day and get treated. And that's the care I provided. I provided it in the ER. Yes, the ER probably lost money. You know, people talk about having a right, you know, for healthcare. Healthcare should be a right. They are able to walk into an ER and get treated. You may have to wait 5 hours. You may have to wait 10 hours. When I had a kidney stone, I was writhing in pain, urinating blood, thought I would die because I didn't know what was happening to me, vomiting like crazy. But I got taken care of within 24 hours. I mean, it was a horrible experience, but I did. That is still better than what you get in other countries. What was happening in England where they had to close the A&Es, the accident and emergency rooms, which are your emergency rooms, and they were thinking about bringing in the military to staff it? At least our emergency rooms are open. I'm not saying we should keep things as is. We can't. But my worry is trying to come up with a plan where, all right, you will see the nurse practitioner or the PA or the doctor if you could find one, and you will be given an option of health insurance, this public option. And I know some of you are like, why are we talking about the public option? It doesn't exist. It's going to come, people. It's going to come because we're going to get another Democratic administration in. We're not going to be Republican for the next few decades, all right? The Democrats are going to take over Washington again. Or there could be a chance that Obama will be reelected. I know. Well, start praying. Start praying, people. No, that doesn't happen. You know, look, you know, we have someone on our side. We have God. But there's, where was I going with this with public option? I'm even getting sick of the subject. But what the public option would be is health care for everybody, a little socialized type of structure, where they will employ the physicians, most likely, or the nurse practitioners or PAs, if most private doctors do not prefer, won't take the public option. Or what they would do is they will prevent you from getting a medical license or maintain your medical license if you don't take the public option. And then what's going to happen is doctors forced to take it are either going to leave the practice, or they'll say, fine, I'll take public option patients, but next month we're booked. I mean, you've seen those little sting operations where people will call and say, hi, I have Medicaid. When can I get in? They'll say, oh, not till August 14th. They'll, you know, then another voice will call, hi, I have Blue Cross Blue Shield. When can I get in? Oh, we'll fit you in at 2:30. You know, that type of stuff is going to happen. It's going to happen. And I mean, it's already happening now. In terms of Medicaid patients, which is really sad. It really is sad. As far as I'm concerned, a patient is a patient is a patient. You see them and you take care of them. But, you know, if we come up with some sort of a national health care option, that doesn't mean you're going to be taken care of same day. And what's going to end up happening is people are going to go back to the ER to get their care. So it's not going to solve the problem. People want, I mean, when you have a sore throat and that sore throat hurts and it feels like knives in your throat, how long do you want to wait? You don't. I want to be seen that day by somebody. And that's what people are going to want. They're going to go to the ER. So, all right, guys, stay on board. Another hour coming up on the Dr. Dolly Show. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. And please download the Droid app so you can hear Dr. Dolly anytime you want. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.